You can think of this sort of as the energy internet. That's one way experts define smart grid. It's going to be a complete overhaul of our entire energy infrastructure. The theory is that it's going to allow operators to stop problems before they start. Stop me if this is wrong, but this is what I'm learning. Stop problems before they start, allow consumers to save money, allow you to put power back into the grid, and take power out of the grid as you need it, which is not what we do right now.
That's Federal News Radio's Amy Morris moderating a recent Association for Federal Information Resource Management, AFIRM, luncheon on the smart grid held at George Washington University. One of the AFIRM panelists, Eric Leitner, director of the Federal Smart Grid Task Force at the Department of Energy, says one of the biggest challenges for feds trying to make the electrical system and generation grid smarter boils down to one simple but fairly hard to accomplish concept, interoperability. Here's how he uses the analogy of the telephone network to explain what that means.
Interoperability means it doesn't matter what kind of phone you have, you can still call. Another person has a different kind of phone. If I have an iPhone, you have a Motorola phone, somebody else has a Nokia, it doesn't matter because there are standards that have been put in place that make those devices interoperable. Well, it's the same in the electric industry. Right now, the way it works is those standards don't exist for the most part. And so equipment made by GE doesn't talk to equipment made by another vendor, doesn't talk to equipment made by another vendor. So it's not optimized at all. It's very much the Wild West out there. So what we're trying to bring is some consistency, some efficiencies by establishing standards and interoperability.
Another one of the lead feds working on the smart grid program is David Woolman. He's the leader of the National Institutes of Standards and Technology smart grid team heading up the electrical metrology groups. He says an important challenge for those who would like to improve protection of the nation's electrical grid is doing the hard advanced legwork of interoperability, something he calls setting standards.
Standards can either be physical standards or documentary standards. The physical standards are some of the standards in the organization that I manage. We maintain the nation's electrical standards. So all the voltage and current and resistance units that are used for instrumentation are traceable back to our laboratories. Standards are also documentary standards. So these are the protocols, the procedures for how to accomplish certain tasks and functions. And for the smart grid, what's particularly important are communications. So we're overlaying communications onto the grid. So we're infusing intelligence into the grid. That means the different parts of the grid have to talk to each other, and they have to have actionable information that then can be used in order to accomplish various tasks. So if you look at the state of standards, Eric mentioned that there's this ARRA funding in order to do investment grants. The investments that the utilities are making together with the federal government, we need to have sound standards that they can rely on for this equipment to go in an automated way and not take a lot of extra effort and energy to tweak up and make it work right. So that's the interoperability part. You also need to worry about security. We want to do this in a way that makes sure that we ensure the security and reliability of the grid. So with the state of standards, this is a hard problem because it's not just a standard for one particular piece of the grid. The entire grid has to work end to end. So the communication signals that go through the new smart grid have to go from, say, the utility all the way through to the consumer.
One agency that you would least be likely to associate with a smart electrical grid would be the Federal Communications Commission. But you'd be wrong in that regard, according to Nick Sinai, Energy and Environment Director of the FCC's Omnibus Broadband Initiative, who says the smart grid is actually part of the congressionally mandated National Broadband Initiative.
Broadband is not just an entertainment and communications mechanism, but it's a way to deliver government services. It's part of being a 21st century economy, and it really is the great infrastructure challenge of our day. And the more that we connect our homes, our buildings, and our institutions, that really is laying the foundation for sustainable growth. Unlike some other plans that other countries have done, Congress was very explicit in asking how we can leverage broadband and advanced communications for national goals, national purposes. and they gave us a list of various national purposes, and they included energy independence and energy efficiency.
That's Nick Sinai with the Federal Communications Commission speaking to the recent Affirm Luncheon on the smart grid. At George Washington University, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.